1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. We're talking about a subject that I believe is vital for us to understand. And that subject is, did the Biden administration give an open invitation to assassinate Donald J. Trump? Joe Biden on the 8th of July said that we've got to stop the debate and put Donald Trump in the bullseye. What did that mean? And with the Secret Service not carrying out the responsibility that is obvious, a drop ball in some fashion in their responsibility to protect him. And the question is, was it an inside job? Was it set up? Was it intended? Did they purposely allow this to take place? Or was it some coincidence that took place? Now listen, I'm not trying to circumvent, overshadow, or leave off the fact that the end result is marvelous, wonderful, divine intervention of God, I believe. But what do you think? What are your thoughts? We're just before the broadcast for the top of the hour news. We were talking with Woody. Woody, what are your thoughts on the question that we postulated before the news? How do you stand on that issue, and what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a very simple answer, but again, I'm going to caveat. I'm not a planner. I've never had any operations within the Secret Service or any other federal agency like that. But I've observed it from the cockpit of Air Force Two, and I've interfaced with all those agencies to provide security for the comings and goings of VIP at the President's airfield. Been there and done that. So I'm confident in my opinion. My opinion is this. I'm not discussing classified material. I don't know whether it is or not. But I'm aware that it goes back to the FBI and a fellow named J. Edward Hoover. There's a program in the FBI that was designed to eliminate, let's say, undesirable executives in the Oval Office. We've already had that executed, apparently, a couple of times. I am certain that that the FBI and other agencies are knee-deep in removing what has been declared to be, in our now godless culture, an undesirable man as president who is articulating and advocating for the cause that made this country great. That's the Judeo-Christian ethic. Those are the good people who stand against abortion. I actually wonder if that head of the Secret Service has an abortion agenda for wanting to take out President Trump. I'm absolutely certain this goes back to that program that exists in the FBI to eliminate, and there's a lot of things we can discuss, but we shouldn't do it on the radio, that people that have been either taken out or attacked by that particular program designed to keep America from getting a undesirable in the Oval Office. Well, now the way we define undesirable is 180 degrees out. A man who stands for what was now being called, what, the the Christian radical, the Christian nationalist cause, which is now the top terrorist organization in this country, according to those who manage things. We didn't expect that a long time ago when a pervert named J. Edgar Hoover was putting these programs together, but he was constrained by the power of the gospel of Christ that was pervasive in our country to advocate for the preservation of that situation. Well, that changed, and it began to change dramatically in the 1990s, according to a book, The New Realities by Peter Drucker, and shortly thereafter, Bill and Hillary Clinton got in and made sure that our system of in-place structures to keep things going right was gutted and was replaced with people with an opposite agenda. The result is what we saw Saturday night.
What if I could jump in for just a moment? You know, Robert Kennedy Jr., that is running as an independent candidate, Robert Kennedy made a de facto statement that without question, it was the CIA that took out his dad, Robert Kennedy Sr., and he said without doubt, it was the CIA that was responsible for John Fitzgerald Kennedy's demise. So what could we expect in the present circumstances, and as you said, the loss of the Judeo-Christian values in our nation, what else can we expect when we see that taking place? And Woody, perhaps you're aware of the fact that down through the past, well, since 2015, when Donald Trump was on the golden elevator announcing his candidacy for president then, we've had the hue and cry of, in some fashion, from some voices, from the Marxist media to those in the Oval Office that were there, illegally so, that were crying for Donald Trump to be removed, for something to take place. In fact, Biden recently said, quote, he would do anything to keep Trump out of the Oval Office. So what was that saying? What is the anything that he would be saying? The Marxist media, Democrats have called for Donald Trump to be removed. In fact, here are some of the things, and I want your take on it. Some of the mantra that's been going on now for several years, and especially in the heat of this election campaign, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Donald Trump is a dictator. If he's reelected and goes into office, he'll refuse to leave, and he'll always be a dictator. Donald Trump, the Marxist media said, and the Democrats have encouraged the public to go after Trump. Anything with a MAGA hat, anything with as a Trump supporter, wherever you see them, wherever you find them, confront them. That's Maxine Waters, the liberal representative out of California. Over the Marxist media, the airwaves, we've heard the heated rhetoric continuing that Trump will destroy America. Trump is an existential threat to democracy. Trump is a threat to our nation. Biden just recently said, Trump cannot be allowed to take power again. What are we to make of those statements, Woody?
Our education system was undermined beginning in the 30s by the cultural Marxists who set up shop in Columbia University, and there through the aegis of the Ivy League and the other major universities became corrupted and Marxist. Their central mantra is the truth is what is declared to be. And since human beings, and particularly our children, have come up in the public school system, have been taught not to think critically, but have been fed this theme. Listen, if it's Christian and it's white and it's conservative, it's bad. It's against abortion. It's against the LGBT movement. It's against liberal freedom. And that's what America stands for. No, no, no. We have been sold down. We've been sold a bill of goods, and we're now, because we didn't take a stand. Christian, guys, I'm at fault for this. We have not taken a stand as we should have taken. We've not preached the gospel in season and out of season, and we have allowed the cultural cockroaches, Marxist cockroaches, to infest our nation, and I believe, and I'm just going to stay in opinion, that we're under God's judgment now. The purpose of Donald Trump is not so much to deliver us as it is to polarize our culture into the sheep and the goats. Those who understand what's going on and have an opportunity to repent and to do what 2 Timothy 4:1-5 says, preach the gospel in season and out of season, and know who the enemy is and to oppose them. We're not supposed to hold hands and sing kumbaya. We're supposed to, chapter 1 of the book of Isaiah, verses 16 and 17. We stand against evil. God hates evil, and we're to hate evil also. We don't.
That's true.
No, I stand in open opposition to sodomites. I stand in open opposition to Marxists, to feminists, and any that would say, well, you should have a baby. Let's cut it up in the womb. No, that is murder, and it is God's greatest offense. And we have brought that upon ourselves, Pastor. And what happens Saturday night is what we have brought upon ourselves. We still need to stand up and push back with everything that we can.
Amen. Amen.
We have the what runs this country is a reflection of the moral condition of our nation. We put them there, whether it was by a ballot, which it wasn't, or by allowing these people in charge that through subterfuge could take control of our government, which they have. And it's up to the Rutherfords and the Kamiks and these other people that ran for Congress promising to change things to do it. They're not doing
yes.
it. But I'm not
absolutely
doing it either, so I speak to myself.
Woody, thank you. It is a delight to talk with you. We need to keep looking up, lifting up our heads in the realization that our redemption draweth nigh. And each and every day as we see these events come about, it should be evident token that the Word of God is coming to fruition and that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank
Amen.
You so much for your call. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Praise God. We're giving God glory, thanking Him for you and for your courage and strength to continue standing strong and speaking up in our day. And thanks for your program. We are grateful for your program. It not only is informative, but it gives us a little voice. So I'm glad for the privilege to come on this morning to give glory and honor to God. Thank God. Thank God for what He has done. He has revealed Himself. Our prayers are not going in vain. We know that He's a prayer-hearing God. And as His children, He just wants us to talk to Him, to communicate. And so He's hearing and answering prayer. And what happened here now with Donald Trump, the assassination attempt, God has showed up another time. Praise God. Only God. This is a straight miracle from the hand of God that He is not destroyed. That today we still have Him standing. So we thank God. And when we think of it, the only reason why He's hated and being treated the way He's being treated is because of His stand, His position. He was a friend of all the liberals. He was a good friend of, maybe he was a Democrat at one time and used to support. And so everything was okay until he started doing what he's doing. So we know his big problem is because he's dismantling their agenda. They have come very far in their agenda, because it's not anything new. It's coming from way back. The plan to bring down this country, because a strong America will not fit into globalism. Plus, of course, the communism want to spread, take over everywhere, destroy everywhere. So they would do anything to get control of America, but they know that they would wait. Gradual infiltration, take over, and the time has come. So where they reach with their agenda, the evil, the Islamic radical, all of them together. They don't want the dismantling, and Donald Trump is dismantling their agenda.
Absolutely.
Before he had there, they would have done anything. It was a shock. God raised them up, called to their big surprise, because they didn't expect it. It's only God put him there instead of Hillary in 2016. And they were shocked, and all they did was to come together and plan and scheme on how they would prevent him from doing the second term. And they succeeded in that. And we know that they are not going to allow him to get back there. They would do anything to prevent it, because their agenda is important. And it's not that they believe he's any Hitler. They well know that, they're just saying it. What these people do, anything they're guilty of, they put it on their opponent. So whatever they are guilty of trying to destroy our freedom and democracy, and so They try to put it on just lying and deception. They know better. But their problem is that they have to protect their agenda, and they cannot afford to allow him to get back there. So they will do anything. So we know as believers that we have to just pray to God. Only God Almighty can intervene. If God is going to give America another chance, He gave us a chance in 2016 when He shocked the enemies with the rating of Donald Trump. And if we don't know God's agenda, so I have to say, as believers, we have to say, dear God, based on your agenda, we do not know God's agenda. If it is what we're asking you, based on your agenda, to give America another chance. And the other chance would be to put back Donald J. Trump there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lily, one of the things that comes to my mind, I watched Biden on his Oval Office televised speech, about 5.5 minutes, and I'm looking at a headline in relation to that. Biden lectures on lowering the temperature in the Oval Office address after attempted Donald Trump assassination. President Joe Biden called for the lowering of the temperature after the attempted assassination. Quote, "We can't allow this violence to be normalized," Biden said in the Oval Office address Sunday night. "The political rage in this country has gotten very heated, and it must cool down. Politics must never be a literal battlefield. God forbid a killing field," Biden said. Biden further said, and I quote, "I believe politics ought to be an arena of peaceful debate, to pursue justice, to make decisions guided by the Declaration of Independence or our Constitution." Biden has come under fire over the resurfaced remarks during a call to donors last month. In fact, it was literally the first of this month, July the 8th, following the disastrous debate performance where he said, "It's time to put Donald Trump in the bullseye." So you see, in one side of his mouth, he's talking about lowering the temperature, talking about going back to debate and not violence, etc. But at the same time, saying openly, verbally, in my opinion, putting out the invitation to assassinate Donald J. Trump. I believe it's no less than that. And Lily, before we let you go, I'm looking at a headline that says, "Trump haters on social media says the shooting," listen to this, the haters of Trump says the shooting was a hoax created by the right to get sympathy from the voters. This article states, "While many offered thoughts and prayers for President Trump, others in social media posts claimed that the shooting was a hoax orchestrated by Trump in order to get sympathy from the viewers." Well, you and I both know that that's a lie. But as you've said, we need to continue to pray and ask for God's divine intervention to continue to protect America and protect Donald J. Trump. Lily, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh, and pray that God will continue to intervene, especially during this week in the Republican convention, that truth will prevail and that God will intervene and give his protection for President Trump. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you, everybody, for calling and taking a stand and being visible and verbal. I am calling to point out and encourage every Christian that is listening to put pressure on their local church to make sure that they are speaking the truth about what happened. I was Amen. In my church on Sunday, and they called it an incident. They did not say it was a public attempted assassin of a former president and our only Republican candidate. And we must compare that to the climate that was when George Floyd, the tragedy of George Floyd happened. I'm not talking about race. I am talking about the tragedy that happened, because churches were very, very, very vocal about that. So where is their voice now?
Well, one of the things, Lisa, is, you know, there's a lie that's been perpetrated among Christians, among pastors and churches today, that it's okay to talk about Jesus. It's okay to talk about philosophical issues, but keep it confined to the walls of the building of the church. And by all means, God forbid that in the church from a pulpit that you say anything about the political arena. And Lisa, we've talked about it before on this broadcast. God created the home. God created government. God created the church. And in that order, and anything that's said from the pulpit or from any Christian setting about church, about civil government, about the home and the family, all biblical. And I hold pastors today, churches today, Christians today, responsible for the decline in America and the degradation that we see taking place. I'm looking at an article, Lisa, says, what causes kingdoms and nations and cities and houses to fall? Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 12:25 that any kingdom divided against itself would lay waste, and a city or house divided against itself could not stand? And it goes on to talk about, listen to this, Lisa, says, look at our Congress, which is a good example of what happened when you're not only divided, but seriously divided. Our Congress is divided into right and left, rather than in the right or the wrong for the nation. They're divided in factions. They're divided Black Caucus, the Spanish Caucus, the Freedom Caucus, conservative, the liberals, the Muslims, the socialists. Congress is not only divided by party, Republican and Democrat, but ideologically, socialism and constitutionalism, globalism and nationalism. Our Congress does not seem to be able to work together to solve the immense problems we have confronting our nation today, and it's absolutely clear that Congress is in this for themselves and not for the nation. And the article goes on, it's a massive article, goes on about not only the division in Congress, but the division in homes and families and churches, where churches are not taking a stand as salt and light. And Lisa, you're exactly right. I think it's time, and I say this openly and very directly, I think it's time Christians, if they're in the church, if you're in the church today listening, ladies and gentlemen, you're in a church where your pastor is spineless, won't take a stand about issues that's facing this nation that can cause the demise of our nation. If you are not, if the pastor is not willing to do this, find a church where a pastor has a spine or backbone to take a stand on issues. Lisa, we need to keep praying and asking God to not only intervene in the political arena, but intervene in the life, the work, and the ministry of the local New Testament church, and put, if you please, the spine back in the pastors that will stand in our pulpits. Lisa, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. I believe we have another caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hey, I praise God that they talk up. They spoke yesterday in our church about that issue, that it's an evil attack because the devil wants to destroy this great nation from within. So the message was clear, and people, pretty much people got it. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, I blame this assassination attack against the president. And all the Democrats and all the liberal media, they be calling Trump dictator, a Russian spy, a traitor. He's going to end with this country. He's going to end with democracy. So you got all those liberals and hinge loony followers of the Democrats that they want to be the heroes. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they're never going to pay my nation. And I'm pretty sure that's the sentiment among many of them. And I do blame them 100%. Now they're trying to say that they had nothing to do with it. Yeah, right. When you watch the videos, but let's be honest, brother. That's the only thing that they can talk. That's the platform of the Democrats. He's a traitor. He's a danger to democracy. He's going to end with this country. And he is a Nazi. What is the Democrats' agenda for this election? None. So they keep repeating it. And you got these clueless people that they think that that's true. I happen to speak with somebody maybe 20 years old. He is born in this country, but he has a Spanish background. I don't know. For some reason, he told me about Trump. I said, what's going on with Trump? Oh, man, he wins. He's going to deport me. He's born here, brother. And I was like, you cannot be that stupid. I didn't tell him that, but I was like, wait a minute. But that's the fear-mongering of the media and the politicians every time they open their mouths. This guy is born here. Their parents are from the Spanish-speaking countries. And he thinks that if Trump wins, he's going to be deported. Who spread that lie? Because Trump is not saying that at all. It's the media and the Democrats. And you got people like that, weak up on the head, that they think that that's true, and they up on it. And that's what we see. Thank God that the Lord protect the president.
Jose, you're exactly right. One of the some of the lies that the Democrats are spawning, they're saying that if Trump is elected, he will destroy our democracy. Well, number one, yes, we don't have a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. If Trump goes into office, he says he's going to shred the Constitution. Other lie is, if Trump goes into office, he's going to retaliate against all of his enemies and put us in jail. Well, that's the thing they're afraid of. They're afraid that their lies will be discovered. They're afraid that their treason against America will be discovered, and that Trump will carry out the proper response to that. But one of the things, Jose, and I want your take on this, the Democratic Socialist Marxist Communist Party and the Socialist Marxist media have done everything they can over the past 8+ years to destroy Trump. They've tried lawfare. That is, they had 5 cases against him. I'm thankful to hear, as of this morning, one has been thrown out of court, the one about the documents where he was immune of any charges on that. And Jack Smith was illegally appointed as the special prosecutor, according to the judge. But they've used lawfare. They've had 5 cases going simultaneously against Donald Trump. They've tried to break him financially. You remember the judge wanted a $453 million bond, yes, because they figured he couldn't pay it and would go to jail. They've tried to destroy him in every way possible, legally, financially, and politically. They've had 2 impeachments, 2 attempts to impeach him when he was in office. The false legal charges against him. They had the Mueller report, 4 years and $40 million of taxpayer money that they've used. They have used all kinds of investigations to try to charge him with something, and they have not been able to do so. So what do they have left? Oh, yes, let's execute mm-hmm. him. Let's eliminate mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. Let's assassinate mm-hmm. him. It's the final straw in the final tool in the toolbox of the Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. Are those your thoughts? Would you agree with that?
Yes, brother. Let's be honest. They have nothing to offer. What do they have? What's the platform of the Democrats? What is it? He's going to end democracy. He's going to be a dictator. He's going to deport these and these. What is the platform when they open in Chicago, their whatever week they're going to have convention? They don't have none. All they do is fear mongering, and that's their result. And remember when the Republicans had that baseball game in Washington, D.C., that Democrats mm-hmm. tried to kill him? What the media did? Oh, he's a lone wolf. He's a loner. Something. They're doing the same thing with this guy. But this is beneficial to the Democrats. And I told my wife the other day, you imagine if that guy would have taken out Donald Trump? What would have happened in this country, brother?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to imagine that. But that was the target. That was the target.
Right.
And you got so many YouTubers and TikTokers whining because the sniper missed. They should be investigated, brother. That's anti-America. That's not American America that I know. And we are becoming a third world country with the complicity of all the Democrats and the liberal media. That's my
absolutely
point. God bless you, brother.
Jose, you're right. God bless you. Thank you for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you join us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Mary's at 91.3.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare.